Hey, welcome back. So let's talk about the ego versus the true self. As beings of love, if we're not expressing love, feeling love, we're in the ego. That is the domain of the ego. And hell, living hell, is the absolute absence of love, truth, peace, and light. It's an inner darkness. Fascinating. I really contemplated this deeply for years, this notion that you can lose your soul. There's a quote from Jesus that says, talking to a rich man, and says, what do you gain from the whole world? What does it profit? How does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And I thought about it. I said, how can you lose your soul? And what you do is you live a life in this world completely disassociated from your inner nature, unloving, uncaring, physically oriented, ego-centered, ignorant, ignoring absolutely your own inner nature, and you identify absolutely with that as who you are. So you create an experience of yourself which is like a phantom form. You're like a ghost. It's like a shadow. And you call that you. And the further away you get from your inner nature of love, light, peace, and truth, and you live a lie, and you have misery and disease and inner torment and inner hell, and you think and feel things that are unloving, uncaring, ignorant and unilluminated. You do enough of that, you disassociate from your spiritual essence. And then you're stuck. Your spirit goes on. And you, as a false persona, as a ghost, they call it the living dead in the Bible. You create an experience for yourself that you're not going to enjoy. At all. And this is where this notion of eternal hell and innumerable hells come from. So we have a tremendous responsibility to manage our own creative power and bring it into alignment with our inner nature and live truthfully, loving, peaceful lives, illuminated through our own higher consciousness. And in order to do that, we need to align ourselves with our true inner nature and not our own egos. Because we're heading for trouble, big trouble. All things work for the good of those who love God. If you don't love God, and you don't love yourself, and you don't love other people, and you don't live with reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude, you're in trouble. And that trouble increases exponentially, especially when you leave the body. And you don't want that. So these are very real times. We have a real responsibility to live a righteous life. The path of righteousness is the right useness of your thoughts and words and actions. Using your creative energy, your own spiritual power, in the right way, not the wrong way, which means the way that is harmonious with your own inner nature. Now, the five qualities of the spiritual warrior is to live with reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. 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 Reverence for our own inner nature, our own divinity, for Almighty God, for the almighty power, the Holy Presence, the Spirit of Life. Reverence for life itself. Respect. Respect for life, for all life, for all creations and all creation. Humility, to live with humility, to live humbly, and with love and gratitude. Those are the five qualities. Those are the five qualities to nurture. And there's two ways we can go about nurturing those qualities. One is we can try to improve ourselves by reading books, going to courses, doing this, that, and the other, jumping up and down, making funny noises, holding our breath, getting in funny positions, eating different foods, trying different diets, changing our image, changing our Facebook profile, or, which by the way, none of that works, as you may have noticed. Really, it works to a degree, but only a superficial degree. When we go to the almighty power within us, through our own hearts, through love and focus, with all our heart, mind, and strength and soul, using forgiveness, self-love, self-acceptance, ho'oponopono, clearing the ancestral matrix, making peace within ourselves, deep within ourselves. And incidentally, once you make peace within yourself, that's when you experience complete healing. I've witnessed miracle upon miracle upon miracle upon miracle upon miracle. I've witnessed things that most people wouldn't even believe. I've witnessed Jesus-style miracles through the power of forgiveness, ancestral forgiveness prayers. Once you release the burdens, the blockages, the vibrational disharmony and discord that is you are carrying in your soul, suddenly the Spirit of Life, which is life itself, which has power over all conditions and all appearances and all forms, can flow into those forms and perfect them. So any imperfection, disease, and all that kind of thing just goes away. Disappears, gone. And that can happen instantaneously. Instantaneously, just like that. When we go to the almighty power. So Jesus didn't say, you know, do all this fancy stuff. He said, love God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul and all your strength. And love others as yourself. And love the world as yourself. He said, love. So when you love God with all your heart and mind and all your strength and all your soul, you automatically begin to express these virtues, which translate to a human being living with reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. It's a natural consequence of you giving yourself to God and God giving you back to you. You can't meditate your way to God. It's nonsense. You can't think your way to God. You can't. None of that does anything. Superficially, it improves you, but it doesn't really heal your soul. You need God to heal your soul, and so you have to pray to God. You have to talk to God and develop a relationship with God. It's a personal, a deeply, deeply, deeply personal relationship. Exquisitely intimate. Has nothing to do with anyone else. And it's a feeling. Healing is a feeling. It's a feeling of love. It's a feeling of peace. So as we present ourselves with reverence, respect, love, humility and gratitude, and we ask God to help us forgive and release all the burdens that we're carrying within our soul, it's going to get done. And as it gets done, that power is now flowing through you from your depths. And then you can work on the superficial areas of your own ego with ho'oponopono and self-love and deep self-acceptance. And you're free. You're free. You are in a state of what the yogis call ras yukt. It means you're liberated in life. You haven't left the world, you've actually arrived in it for the very first time. We're not here to get from this world. Anyone that's consumed enough, that's bought enough stuff, has explored the path of materialism and success, knows absolutely and utterly that there's nothing in it. And the more you eat, the more you consume, the more you have, the more empty you feel, the more stress you have. What we're here in this world to do is we're here to bring it into this world and lift this world up, because this is a fallen place. All this struggling, all this suffering, all this misery, all this sadness, all this living hell, and it's getting worse and worse and worse, by the way. We're here to dissolve it all by being a living blessing in the world, by understanding that our true nourishment comes from a spiritual source. And that we are perfect, made in the image and likeness of God, have been forever, and nothing can interfere with that. Nothing can affect it. Nothing can spoil it. Nothing can change it. Nothing in this world. Nothing you think or believe. It doesn't matter what you think or believe. All that does is either improve or ruin your life in this world. It doesn't do anything to your spirit. So as spiritual beings, made in the image and likeness of God, beings of love, beings of light, beings of truth, beings of peace, illuminated, powerful, eternally so, we need to descend into this world. Michael Bernard Beckwith is about the only guy that I know who actually got onto this. In his Descending Masters CDs. Lovely guy, Michael Bernard Beckwith. If you're listening, Michael, I love you, brother. Look forward to seeing you again. So we need to come down to earth and bring heaven into this earth. The kingdom of heaven is within us, Jesus said. God lives within the kingdom. When you go into the kingdom within you, you meet God. God is a frequency of love. So you need to go in there as a frequency of love. Else you're not going to meet God. You're just going to meet some other, influence. And there's plenty of them. Plenty of them. I could scare the bejesus out of you right now if I told you some of the things that I know. I'm not going to do that. as we enter into ourselves through deep relaxation on a frequency of love, we can meet God. We can talk to God. We can connect with God. We can merge with God. We can bathe in the presence of God. And as we soak ourselves in that union, we can then bring it into this world. But we have to understand that that is a spiritual experience we're having there. And that there is a soul that we're expressing through as a spiritual being that is has the residual recordings, the vibrational residuals, the residue of a big, long story involving lots and 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 lots of other souls and other people doing lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of disharmonious things, thinking lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of disharmonious thoughts and feeling lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of disharmonious feelings. So we need to cleanse all that through peacemaking. Anyone that tells you you don't have to cleanse and make peace within yourself and clean your little container, your soul, is lying. Or they're not, you know, they're mistaken. With all due respect, there's some wonderful spiritual teachers out there telling a portion of the truth, but we want the whole truth. This is real deal times now. This is not new agey, wishy-washy bullshit time anymore. We're so sick of that nonsense. You're not God. It's very serious what can happen to you as a person if you're not aligned with your spiritual inner nature. It's extremely serious, the suffering and misery that's going on in the world. And we are here to do something about it. That's what spiritual warriors are here to do. We're not here to get fat and stupid and get 600 million bucks in the bank and, you know, toss it off with our friends. We're here to lift up the world by being a living blessing to the world, living with reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. And we're here to clean up our soul through the different layers, through deep self-love and self-acceptance. Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, to the ego construct. And then the ancestral muck in the roots of the ego, in the absolute mud of the soul, with ancestral forgiveness prayers, asking God to intercede on our behalf and help us all forgive each other and forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with ourselves, love each other and love ourselves completely and totally now and forever. Please and thank you. Help all souls forgive each other and forgive themselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with themselves, love each other and love themselves completely and totally now and forever. Please and thank you. And Jesus said, pray without ceasing. Pray all the time. This is a big time for prayer. We need to align ourselves, get on the right frequency and vibration, and ask for help. From God, not from some idea, some, you know, ascended master or ET, but from a real power, the only power, the one single thing, or the no thing that has all the power. The no thing within the everything and that surrounds the everything. Get into a relationship with that. Don't ask the universe for help. What's the universe going to do? The universe is just a part of creation. It does what it does. You might as well ask the tree for help. You can go and hug a tree and feel better. You can go and lay out in the stars and feel better. But you're not going to clean your soul doing that way. So we need to get real, have a mature spiritual approach to life, and get real in terms of being a spiritual warrior in this world and be a living blessing in this world. And that's what's going to bring you happiness. That's what's going to bring you freedom. And most importantly, perhaps in these times, these perilous times that we're living in, put us into a bubble of grace where we are entirely and utterly protected, no matter what. And we can be like that little wooden abbey, a little tiny building made of wood in Hiroshima when they dropped the atomic bomb, or the H-bomb, or the A-bomb, whatever they called the thing, above Hiroshima, the end of the Second World War there, and murdered all those people and destroyed all those people's lives. There was one building standing 7 blocks from the epicenter of the blast, made of wood, and it was a wooden abbey dedicated to Our Lady of Fatima, Mother Mary. That's called living in the grace. When you are harmonized, when you are on the frequency of love, when you've forgiven enough, deeply and completely, you live in the grace. The wings enfold you and you're surrounded in the grace and you're protected. And no matter what, you're going to be fine. You can still hurt yourself. Your car can still break down. You can still get lost. But you're going to be fine. All things work for the good of those who love God. So, that's the truth. So I hope you enjoyed it. The rain is falling in my little cabin in the woods, in the jungle here, on the island off Kauai, the Hawaiian Islands, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, the most isolated landmass in the whole world, as far away as you can get from anywhere, close to the mountains, on the peaks of the world. From the bottom of the ocean, these are the highest mountains on the planet, right here. So this is where this broadcast is coming from, right up there. I'm sending you love and blessings. Use the tools. Enjoy the ride. Believe in yourself. Have faith. Live with burning, burning faith, burning certainty. Get yourself psyched. Every day, every day, every day, every moment of every day. Pray without ceasing. Get yourself pumped on this mission. It's the greatest, greatest path to live the life of a spiritual warrior. You're a blessing to the world. I love you. I look forward to hearing from you and sharing more soon. Aloha and malama po'ono.